Track WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into another wise conversation, and I want to thank my friend Rob Santoni for giving me this mug. It took me months to get it, but once it came, it's the best mug I have. I drink out of it all the time. It's insulated. This went to every stop on the Crab Cake Tour all month long, and now it's going to make its stop and return to its rightful home at Store 206 in Fullerton this Sunday. Rob Santoni joins us now, my long-time pal. I'd say lifer pal, but you're not really a Dundalk guy. I reserve that for Dundalk guys, not the Highland Town
friends,
but friends, right? For pals. Well, for you with the crab wagon, tell everybody what we're going to find this week, because you've been talking this up. You've been talking up the $6 signature crab cake. My wife and I have thought about coming out and maybe making some crab cakes with some concoctions that we have, some slurries. But this is going to be fun on Sunday. I wish we were 1-0 and not 0-1, but
Yeah, that kind of puts a damper on it. But at least the hype will be big during the crab wagon and people picking up the crabs for the Sunday night game.
Whoa, is that a Penn State thing behind you? What is that?
It is. I was off today, so Penn State, Wise, Pennsylvania.
Well, I spent the day with the Wise folks on Media Day, and it really is a mixed bag of people. Some people were Maryland people trapped in Pennsylvania and back and forth. Wise has grown, it's got a little outside of state college here. Morgantown's involved as well, so we got all of this. But I just was looking because, you're talking Ravens and I'm looking at college football and I'm thinking, you already got the wrong college football team. At least you got the right pro football team.
Oh, it's the right college football team in this house. Trust me. Trust me, it is. So that mug actually is yours. Keep it. But that mug's been more places in Maryland than I have. And that's just in your last 30 days.
Oh, this mug's been in the car.
Well traveled, huh?
You know what? It's been a lot of fun, and the one thing about the Wise brand, I had no idea how prolific Southern Maryland, Eastern Shore, different places I go. I always tell you, and I think you know this, the Wise that we remember was the one in Perry Hall, very close to my house. I shopped there when I lived up by Perry Hall Junior High School with my son at the turn of the century. That was the first one in the market. You've been there a number of years now, and it's events like this. You know, I've spent all day today in Hershey talking to folks about all of the year-long things that we've done. And we've talked to so many people about different issues, whether it was getting a vaccine or whether it's nutrition or whether it's about ice cream, which is one of my favorite topics, or whether it's about rounding up for hunger, which we're doing this month, or even pets. But this is like this crab wagon thing. I don't know anything about this. I've signed up for it. Because you guys were like, I got to have a crab cake. And I'm like, another one? I'm having one Friday at Costas. I'm having one at Coco's with the mayor. So I'm having a lot of crab cakes. But you've talked this signature crab cake and this crab wagon thing up. So give me the crab wagon concept. What am I going to find at 11 o'clock on Sunday?
So crab wagons came about in Wise World about, I want to guess, maybe 5-6 years ago. And it's very interesting. We partnered with Harris Seafood out of Graysonville. I think you were just down there. Down by the Red Eye Dock Bar and all that. Great crabs, fantastic. So they've been our partners for, half a dozen years. We're up to doing, most stores are doing two crab wagons, a season now. We'll do one in May, June, and then late September.
Now, is this
September
set up outside?
Early. It is. Yep, it's outside. Harris pulls up with this big trailer, and inside that trailer are multiple crab steamers, and they run water to it. They get it going. They steam the crabs right there on the premise in the Wise parking lot. Folks can place their orders ahead of time, a couple weeks ahead of time just to reserve them. But we also have plenty for walk-up. And we actually sell more walk-up than we do pre-orders, as we call them. And we'll sell 50 bushel. And it's a great value, Nestor. The crab market is a little inflated this year, but our dozens are $45 a dozen. They are mixed 1 and 2, all males, good size. Good.
So you even got the pricing out ahead of time. A lot of places, it's hard to get ahead of time.
We lock into it. It's been the same price all season. Half bushel, $1.25, and a bushel for $2.40. And what a perfect segue for the Sunday Crab Wagon at my store in Fullerton, right there, you know, at the Beltway and Bel Air Road.
You know what I tell people about your store? I tell people across from Tully's, and they're like, yeah, I remember that. Tully's only been gone 20 years. So, yeah,
Tully's with the train going around the ceiling. So that's, you know, September 19th, we got an 8 o'clock Ravens game, you know, against the Chiefs, pick the crabs up late, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
So I'm coming in for crabs, but I can also get a signature crab cake. We're going to do a crab cake.
You can. We sell, everything from cantaloupes to watermelons to Old Bay corn to the crab cake, our Cajun crab dip, along with the steamed crabs.
So you're really doing like a picnic. It's like a crab picnic
It's a nice crab cookout. A crab cookout.
It's a crab cookout on a Sunday. It's this Sunday, the 19th. I'm going to come over around 11. I'm probably going to stay till about 12:30. I get back. I watch some football. Yeah. I'm going to come down and eat the signature crab cake. It's going to be part of my crab cake tour, of course. I've looked online at the Crab Wagon, and this. I hope we get good weather. I don't know. What's the weather like? You had a weather report?
I don't know. I'm working that day. So when I'm working, I don't care.
Are you going to eat the crabs or no? You eat crabs, right?
Yeah, but we don't eat them there. So, you know, folks will buy them and, you know, you leave with them. So we don't, you know, there's no tables to sit down and crack them, you know? So, it's not that type of thing, but you walk up and you've got like a little mini produce stand, little seafood stand, and watch the crabs getting steamed.
Yeah, I'm east side, but I ain't eating crabs out of the backseat of my car. You know what I mean?
No, right.
You gotta have a setup for crabs. Rob Santoni is here from Wise Markets, our dear friends and our partners. We're doing the Crab Wagon this Sunday. I'll be there from about 11 to about 12:30 or so. I want to get home to watch a football and get ready for Sunday night football. Sunday. Anything before I talk groceries with you and online shopping and rounding up? Anything you want to say about the football team or no? With the Ravens?
I don't live by the sword, die by the sword. You got to hold on to the football. Period.
Okay, fair enough.
So you try to make something happen, but you know that's a good quarterback on that Raiders team. I think
I agree.
He really showed us a lot. I was never a fan, and he's really good Sunday night. But anyway, let me just run down our remaining crab wagons for the fall.
Okay.
And since we're talking about Ravens, so we do have one September 18th on Saturday down at the Wise on Hollybird Avenue. All crab wagons are 12 to 4. Okay. We'll be, picking up pre-orders and selling until 4 o'clock.
So Dundalk. Okay. Go ahead.
Dundalk on the 18th. Okay. Fullerton on 919. All right, that's my store. That's perfect alignment with the Ravens game. 926, the Bel Air store. We got the Lions that day. That's 1 o'clock game, so pick your crabs up early. On October 3rd, we've got the Honeygo Perry Hall Crab Wagon. That goes till 4 o'clock. That aligns perfectly with the Denver game. 10:10, we have the Woodlawn store has one, but that's Monday night game. 10:16.
By the way, you're mentioning crabs in October. Anyone will tell you, anyone who knows crabs, the best crabs are in October.
Yes.
So I've been told that all year long. They told me if I wanted to do the crab cake tour, like when the crabs were running, I should do it in September. I'm like, nah, I'm doing it in August. Hey, do you know I've committed to doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days next August? Do you know about this?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it all over again. People ask me how it went. And there were just so many places I saw that I feel like I need to go back and see more. I need to go someplace different. I didn't have enough time to explore over there. Hey, we didn't get to that town, you know. It's like we liked Frederick. We really enjoyed – we want to spend a little more time there. We enjoyed Hagerstown. We feel like we short-shrifted the western part of the state. We went through places a little too quickly. I think I'm going to do more. So anyway, so that's how that went. But, I saw Wises everywhere I went. So when you start to talk about crabs in October, some people are like, crabs in October? I'm like, no. This is good information to have crabs in October.
So here's the last two. October 16th, Havity Grace. You know, speaking of seafood and, up there.
I went in the Havity Grace store looking for coconut water.
Yeah. Great little store. And October 17th, the Arbutus store. You've been there. That's 1 p.m. Chargers game. Again, pick the crabs up early. 12 o'clock. You sit down and enjoy them.
See, you say that. Hold on a second. You talk about the Maiden Choice story. That's the store. That's Arbutus.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
If I call that my Wise store, I think that would hurt your feelings.
It's okay.
Well, it's closer to home.
What happened?
Listen, yeah, sure. I wanted to let me show you something, okay? I went to media day today, all right? Don't be stealing my codes, or don't steal my codes, okay? But I went to media day today, and I want to show you what they gave me today for being a wise partner. And this is, you better not steal this code, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
Look at this. I'm getting free ice cream. It says so right here, free wise. It's over here, free wise quality ice cream. And if I buy ice cream at your store,
can you put that up closer? Put it up closer.
Well, if I put it up closer, it disappears because of the green screen, dude. Right. No, I can't do that. So I have to do it like this. So yeah. So and you get Wise by Nature chicken sausage, which I'm willing to try. I haven't had that yet. Frozen meatballs, frozen pizza. Paper towels. I hear they're running on these paper products. So we gotta. But the ice cream, to me, I have to get that over Made in Choice because that's the closest to my house. Sure. Otherwise, it melts. And by the way, I have free ice cream. I've already told my wife. She's like, as long as you're not getting T-Berry. That was her words. I'm going to get the candy cake. Are you familiar with this?
No. Get the root beer float.
That's the good one?
Man, I've been buying that the past couple of half gallons I've bought. It's great. Fantastic.
You got any other flavors you like? I have wild Maine.
I told you I'm a vanilla guy, but the root beer float is really good.
I have vanilla bean in my fridge right now. You want me to go get it? I'll share.
No, that's okay.
And by the way, speaking of sharing, this is even better. And I can't believe that your people at Wise know me this well. They gave me an ice cream scooper. This is legitimate. This is like legitimately. And you know what my wife said? We should bring this to you on Sunday and buy a pound of Maryland crab meat, and we can use this for our crab cakes for scoops, right?
Yep, perfect portion.
What we wanted to do, and I don't know, I want to talk bluntly with you because I don't know what your capabilities are in regard to burners and things like that. What I want to do is get a pound or two of Maryland, especially right now because it's September, and I want to wait till my wife's not sick of crab because she's sick of crab right now. She made this 5 gallons of crab soup last week. We went to Costas. Mm. We went to Al's. We dumped your vegetables. I got okra at your store last week, and it was in the lima beans, the whole deal in there. So she wants to go crab free for a couple days, but I think Sunday we want to get crab meat, and what we want to do is play with all of the recipes that we've had. And I'm going to eat your signature crab cake, the $6 crab cake with you, the way you prepare it. I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it. I'm going to get some crackers. It's going to be great. No beer at your place, but there are some Wise with beer.
Sorry.
I did see that.
Maybe soon.
Maybe soon. I heard lobbying. So I want to get ingredients like a chopped episode. I want to have some Dijon mustard, some dry mustard, some regular mustard. I want some mayonnaise. I want some Gucci mayonnaise. I want some triple yolk mayonnaise. I want some celery seed. I want some J.O., some Old Bay, some black pepper, some white pepper. I want some scallions. I want some red pepper, green pepper. So I want to try various things. Parsley, got to have parsley. Worcestershire, got to have Worcestershire. I want to have saltines. I want to have some bread for breadcrumbs. I want to use some dry breadcrumbs. I want to try different techniques. I want to put a little kitchen thing together where I take flavor profiles that we enjoyed on the tour, because, man, we ate some great crab cakes, bro. Like, great crab cakes, and they were all different. So you'd say, well, what do you like about it? Well, I like the slurry in this place. I like the technique in that place. The meat was really sweet, and obviously Maryland and picked locally. You know, you can taste the difference with all of this stuff. But what I wanted to do with you is maybe like mix up different kind of, go into the kitchen a little bit and see if we can find our signature crab cake, the Jen and Nestor crab cake. After eating all of these, people say, well, where can I get it? Whatever. I want to try to emulate it because I love to cook. And, you know, I mean, part of my deal with Wise is like, we eat a lot of food around here. We do a lot of shopping, eat a lot, swallowed a lot of ice cream last time I was at Wise. and we want to come up with our own crab cake thing that it isn't a recipe on the back of a can, or it isn't what Chad told me at Al's, or what Damien would sneak to me at Fadley's about the mustard they put in or whatever. I'm just talking about playing with it to come up with something that we would be proud of and say, man, we've eaten all these crab cakes. This is the way we make them at home. A little bit like Fadley's, a little bit like Costas, a little bit like we tasted on the Eastern Shore, had a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then come up with our own thing. So that was my thing with you that maybe we can do that at some point. Maybe I'll do it with the Crab Wagon next month somewhere. You know, I don't know, but we'll figure it out. But it's going to
work on that.
It's going to take some technique and some issues in regard to a pan and in regard to oils and things that we would use, because every oil would change it. Fry them in peanut oil, and your crab cake will taste different. It'll be beautiful, but it'll taste like a Thrasher's French fry. Right. I mean, so doing it differently is one of the things I want to do in my own kitchen at some point.
Well, whenever you feel like setting that up, with all the stores still on the list, we can make that happen for you.
Well, I love crabs, man. So, the Rob Santoni series, you're from Wise. So tell everybody about some of the corporate initiatives you've been working on, because you guys are feeding people all the time. I've been rounding up all month. When I go in, I usually check out on my own. I get a couple items, but I've been rounding up, and you just do a lot of good things in the community. I mean, not just this crab wagon and stuff like that, but you're always – the other night you had a huge hoot nanny on WMAR, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So Jamie's always, pretty cool to be with. We have good camera chemistry. We've known each other a long time. So it's just like, buds hooking up for
– I love Jamie more than you love Jamie, I bet. I love Jamie a lot.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. Baltimore through and through, man. As hard as
you can't do it anymore. Though we lost the game, it's your fault. It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. Bad mojo. You did it.
Yeah, I guess so. But some of the community engagement pieces. Big one right now is the Fight Hunger Roundup. The community needs us more than ever now. Yesterday, as part of our district, contribution, we were down at the food bank and gave away $20,000 yesterday. And that's part of the, Fight Hunger. And that is just a small piece of what we do, company-wide. So there's, food banks in every state, in every, county. There's some sort of pantry or food subsidy, partner that we have that needs that money. And the Maryland Food Bank is one of those huge partners for us and initiatives every year. Yesterday was a $20,000 cold hard cash, along with a tractor trailer full of food products that are much needed.
Well, I mean, we've talked to Carmen over at the Maryland Food Bank for years about, and the last year and a half, everything's changed. You know that. I mean, running stores, but for people that have lost their jobs, don't have employment, that feeding people is a basic necessity in the richest country in the world, that we need to take care of people. So I appreciate that. And I tip my cap to you guys for stepping up and all that. Dude, I hope that the mojo would be if I come out and I have the signature crab cake on Sunday and the Ravens somehow win and beat the Chiefs on Sunday night, that I will take credit. And I will say it was good mojo at store 204. Rob Santoni's here from Wise Markets. They are in Fullerton, across from Tully's, hon, in the old Kmart facility. Now, gas in the parking lot. Rob is there. By the way, I got to tell, can I have a private conversation with you here publicly about my favorite product that we've been drinking a lot of lately? Now, you know I get coconut water. And I like that FOCO coconut water you have. Most of the stores do not have that product. Most of the stores have a Goya product, or they have an Acme brand. I don't know what to say, but like something that I hadn't heard of that does more than coconut water. I have found this C2O product with this pulp in it. And what we did on the tour is we went every Wise Market. Once I found it in the Owings Mills store, and then I bought like 14 of them. on the Eastern Shore, maybe at like Easton or somewhere, I found them and they were on sale. I just grabbed them all, threw them into the cart. But it's coconut water with pulp. So like you're a runner and stuff. Yeah, it's really good for cramping and good for hydration, good for your skin, makes your skin nice. So I've become sort of addicted to coconut water. So, could I come to you and say, I want this product, I've seen other, you don't have it. Could you order it seriously for me?
In a chain as big as us, there are obviously protocols and, obstacles we need to, move around to get a product in. But Wise, you probably,
I know a guy,
you probably heard it from Kurt yesterday. We like to stay on trend. There's new items up there popping up all the time. And they look to us managers and, customer feedback on popular products and,
Well, you do things like you do pizza job. Local stuff is what you do. What's that sandwich I've never heard of that you do that everybody knows about on Bel Air Road?
That's the Bell Garden sub.
What is that?
We picked that up from the Bell Garden by Right, which used to be in the city on Bel Air Road. They just tore down the building. My good friend Sandy Hanosky owned that, and she, you know, got a deal she couldn't refuse. All right, let's just say that. And she sold me the recipe, the name, and we'll sell $1 million this year in that Bell Garden sub. And I sell
How much are they? $8?
Yeah. Yep. $8.99. So
I've never had one. Can I get one Sunday for the game?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah,
if we win, it would be good luck.
Out there. Yeah. So we have tons of stores picking this sub up now, but chain wide will sell $1 million a year. I sell 700 of these subs a week, Master.
I mean, that blows subs. My mind, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, that's so such a local thing, you know? Like, you know, I always tip my cap to like the Bay, the radio station, the Bay. And I saw Joe Heffernan at your event as well, you know, playing Crack the Sky and playing local music and doing local. That's what separates, you know, Baltimore Positive and what we do from other stuff. When you do local stuff that, you know, that's what brings people in. I don't know can you get a Captain Harvey sub in?
right.
Get that in the Hollybird store. I'll be over in a minute.
It's a special blend of, you know, lunch meats and, you know, we brag that it's made with love. They chop, you know, our, you know, special blend of oils and vegetables up, and they lay it in the middle of it. And it's just the way they do it and the way it just, you know, bounces off your tongue when you bite in that sub.
I'm going to put this on Facebook right now. Bell Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, like garden,
yeah.
Like. Okay. All right.
Just like the Bell Garden community down there.
Okay.
You know, just below Hamilton, Bell Garden by Right. You know, they're no longer in business, but you know, my good friend Sandy allowed us to use that name, use a recipe, and it's been a huge hit. You know, especially at our store.
I can't wait to have one. All right. So this is
done.
11 a.m. Sunday. I will be at Y Store 204. Is that right?
206.
I can't say four. Who's 204?
I don't know. It's not in our district.
All right. I got to find out the main choice thing. I will have my ice cream scooper with me. I will have my Wise mug with me. I will be ready to take victory crabs home. I will be ready to eat signature crab cakes and use my free. You know, my wife spent the whole month with water all in the back seat of the car because we were getting ice on the Eastern Shore and icing down drinks, icing down the coconut water, right? Trying to keep the yellow watermelon whole and the peaches and all the stuff that we had last month. And she finally broke down and clicked the button on the internet. Dude, we've been in every one of your stores. You sell coolers and stuff like that. She wanted one of those Yeti $400, like crazy things.
Yeah.
She settled on a competitor that was still too much money for a cooler, but she bought this cooler under the whole idea that, like, if we got ice cream in Philadelphia, we could get it home safely. If, you know, like, and it, for 5 days, ice. You know, whatever. So I'm thinking if I use my free Wise ice cream card that I have here at your store, what am I getting? Root beer float.
Yeah, the root beer float.
All right. So if I get the root beer float, I just want to make sure it doesn't melt on the way home. That's my only ask. Okay.
All right.
And then I'll call you my Wise store, and your pal over made a choice will be upset at me. All right.
That's okay.
He is all Rob good. Santoni. He manages store 206. Never to be confused with 204. He's in Fullerton, and we'll be part of the crab wagon. 11 a.m. on Sunday. Come on, get some crabs. Enjoy the signature crab cake. My crab cake tour continues. Our Wise conversations continue. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.